Okay, guys, a couple personnel things. Pep Livingston, defensive lineman, we brought in on the practice squad, and Lamarck Brown, tight end, we also signed to the practice squad.
Michael Bennett was I guess he was limited.
Mm-hmm.
How's he looking physically?
I think he'll be okay. I mean, I can't predict that. You know, I think he will. He's got a shoulder, so we'll see.
What's your message to the team, Greg, in light of the latest off-field developments?
Well, you know, first off, I always deal with the individual involved, and I've had candid conversations with Ahmad. Then I discussed it with the whole team. And, you know, I get it. I'm frustrated. But at the same time, you need to handle every situation independently. And I talked with our team about it. I really believe they understand. But yet we had another mistake, so we have to get it remedied. I've taken internal action that will stay internal. And now the league still has, you know, to make decide what they're going to do, and the courts have to decide. So, but that's where we are.
Will he play Sunday?
He will play Sunday, yeah.
Was there any thought given, you know, you obviously want to send a message to your team about mm-hmm. if you knew what you knew earlier in the week about maybe just sitting them down, you know, or just saying.
There's always, look, again, there's always, when you're inside the situation and you have all the facts, there's always a lot of things that you have to take into account when you make a decision. And I know that from the outside you look sometimes and say, well, why don't you, you know, it's not that easy always. You know, every situation has different circumstances to it. And what I try to do is hear everything, get as much information, accurate information as I can, and then collaborate with Mark and with people on the staff, and then we make a decision collectively what we think's best. Now, you know, haven't done this for a number of years. You know, I experience tells me that our internal action is appropriate right now, and now we have to wait and see what happens outside of the organization. But rest assured that it's been addressed, and I'd like to talk about San Diego and getting ready for them.
Can you talk a little bit about Vincent Jackson and the impact he has on the field with just his skill set and what that forces defense to do and how it opens up things for the rest of the offense?
Mm-hmm. He's a big, fast, talented receiver. So now if you're going to cover him with single high safety and you're one-on-one, you know, there's a possibility that he's going to get the ball thrown to him and make a play on you. So if you're not going to do that, then it starts to alter how you play run defense a little bit. Okay, if we're going to commit two people, you know, one under, one over, now you've taken a guy out of the unit. So it's all schematic things. It's numbers. So when you make a decision to dedicate resources to Vincent, now you're either taking him away from also covering Mike or covering the tight end or stopping the run. And that's an age-old dilemma for defensive coaches, is you have to decide where to dedicate your resources because you only have 11 guys. And, you know, when you have more weapons, then it stretches the defense thin.
Safe to say that he's had an impact on the fact that your running game is really starting. I mean, Doug's had some pretty long runs, but has he benefited? I mean, has he contributed to that?
Part of it, sure. You know, I think when people start to concern themselves with your passing game and your vertical passing game, they start to lay off and do what I just talked about. It's part of it. You know, there's no one thing that help. They all play off each other, which is what good offense does.
It's him so unique, Greg. From the first day that he got in this league, you know, this guy averages 18, 19. This year, it's almost 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which
I mean, he's way ahead of everybody right. In that regard. So. You know, this fast receivers, this big receivers. What is unique about him with his yards per catch since day one?
Well, he's a very good athlete, so he's strong. So when you throw the ball, you know, in his vicinity, he has the ability to go leap up and go grab it. So it's not always where you're not. I mean, he's covered several of the catches he's made this year. He's covered. He just out athletes the guy who's covering him and makes a play. You know, as a defensive coach, when I used to coach a secondary, you know, there were several reasons a ball got caught on a guy. And one of them was just, they used to write one-on-one on the sheet, meaning, hey, it's one-on-one, and that guy was better than my guy, and he caught it. You know, and there's not a lot you can do. You can fight, you can teach your defensive backs technique, but at the end of the day, if a guy is a really talented guy, unless you dedicate two, he may catch it. So that's kind of, you know, where his strength lies.
Thank you.
we see it where defense is number one against the rush and the bottom against the pass. Does that make other teams go, well, I guess we'll be passing? And does that put more pressure on the pass rush or the secondary?
Yeah, I only laugh out of frustration. Trust me, I don't.
We know.
Yeah, we should be better in our pass defense. You know, we're working our tails off. The flip side of that is, you know, I'm not apologizing for being number one in rush defense either. Guys are doing a heck of a job playing the run, and you know, our number one goal in our defensive room is stop the run. You know, I think when you make teams one dimensional, it gives you a chance. So I'm pleased with that. We need to do better in our pass defense, and we will. We'll get better. But it is odd, yes, a little bit.
How much of it is just guys having to play better? Or is there something schematically you got to do in the secondary to help the guys? Or what do you think is sticks out to you most?
Well, I think it'd be naive to say that there's any one thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure that we can make some better decisions, maybe help guys a little better, maybe coach a little bit better. In the same token, guys got to – you know, we get in those one-on-one situations, we got to make a play. And so there's never any one reason. It's coupled together. And the good thing about this group, I think, the coaches and the players, there's no finger point. Everybody feels, hey, we'll get this thing fixed. It's all of us. We just got to do a little bit better. We got to coach better. We got to call better. We got to play better. And we'll get it going in the right direction. We have to.
Talk about a couple more, please. Talk about Laquan Lewis. This is a guy that's been, you know, on and off this roster. It seems like you guys have a great deal of interest in him. What is it about him that you like?
He's got some skills that if he can perform with those skills within our scheme, he can be a good player. You don't know until you do it, you know. So it's going to be there's going to be a little bit of, you know, we'll give him some and see how he does, and then if he does well, you give him some more. But he can, you know, you talk about being able to run, jump, hit. I mean, he can do that stuff as well as anybody. So we just got to, you know, bring him along and teach him our scheme, and hopefully he'll do it well in games.
Touch on the run defense. That's been one area that's been really consistent since game one. Is there one key contributor you think that makes you so good at that? I mean, the only big run you've given up is against Adrian Peterson, the one, but outside of that, it's been pretty much a model across every game.
Well, I think, you know, one thing that you talk about in run defense is we've been able to have some TFLs, so that helps your run defense, right? But what you're talking about of not giving up the big run is definitely – and if you look at what happened on that run, you know, the two runs that I remember is the Washington run and that run. And both those runs were very similar in how we got blocked and how we didn't make the tackle. Other than those two that really burn in my mind, we've been able to kind of – we say trap the mouse. That's kind of how we look at it with our secondary. And if it pops, we got to kind of funnel it down and get them on the ground. You know, don't worry about the that isn't the spot to have the ESPN big hit. Just get them on the ground. We'll line up and play defense again. You know, get a TFL or they'll jump and they'll make a mistake. You know, it's what we always talk about, those flyover yards in the pass game. Well, if the guy hits a big run, it doesn't matter if it was pass or run. That went through all the opportunities that you can let an offense make mistakes. We just got to get them to line up again and let them implode. You know, but if they hit the big one, they don't give them a set chance, or we don't give them that chance. Okay, thanks, guys.